Lakers make it 7 wins in a row. Another one this time against the Memphis Grizzlies. 115-105, the final score. Another game where the Lakers dig themselves a hole and then just come storming back. I mean, that second half for the Lakers. And by the way, getting a chance to watch Anthony Davis just get back into some kind of a rhythm. LeBron James doing what he's done the entire season. And the Lakers now extend their record to 21-6. A couple things I want to start off the postgame show with. By the way, 877-710-ESPN. Feel free to give us a call if you got some thoughts on tonight's game. First thing I want to do is I would just kind of stay here for a second, especially some of these nationally televised games. You got LeBron that goes 9 of 15 from the field. You got AD that goes 16 of 27. So well over 50% for both of those guys. But the Anthony Davis part, you know, I always mention this, and I feel like it sticks out, at least in my head, that anytime AD takes 20 or more shots, he's going to have 30-plus points. He just is. And the only times that he should have less than 20 shot attempts is only because he got to the free throw line 10 or 14 or 16 times, right? That's the only way to kind of justify if AD doesn't get there. AD misses 2 games for the Lakers. And you thought in that first half, I mean, Lakers gave up 31 points in the first quarter. They gave up 59 points in the first half. There are many moments in the first 24 minutes where you just thought, okay, here we go again. Lakers are not interested. It's going to take them a second to, you know, get going and to motivate themselves. But it wasn't just LeBron and Anthony Davis tonight that I thought were key to the win. Kuz was great, the 20 points and the 10 rebounds, his energy. Montrezl Harrell, even though he only played 16 minutes, Kuz played 32 minutes off the bench. Montrezl Harrell only played 16 minutes. He did leave the game, and he did go back to the locker room, but he looked to be okay. If we get any updates or anything like that throughout the broadcast, we'll let you guys know. But he had 14 points and seven rebounds for Montrezl Harrell. It's kind of funny, and this one's not that much of a surprise, but highest plus-minus in this game tonight, Alex Caruso. Only 2 points. Had 6 assists and 2 steals. I mentioned this to Michael when we were talking about it in the we talked about this in the pregame show, and I said, you know, so much attention is going towards Anthony Davis missing these last 2 games, but I'll tell you who the Lakers could have used these last 2 games, an energy guy, a player that, you know, can certainly go out there and make it happen on the defensive side. Do all those small little things, and Caruso did it tonight. Him and Kyle Kuzma were definitely big from that perspective. Okay, couple stats that I want to point out here. One area of concern if you're the Lakers, I mean, you could look at it this, you could basically look at this 2 different ways. One way you could look at the Lakers' 3-point shooting these last maybe 5 games or so is, okay, well, things are going to start turning around for the Lakers. They can't be shooting that bad. Tonight they went 6 of 30 from the 3-point line, shot 20%. And I point that out because if they start hitting some of these threes, I mean, if it's just reasonable, if you're hitting 30% of your threes, right? If you just had, if you were 9 of 30 from the 3-point line, this could be a close to a 20-point win for the Lakers. Anthony Davis said something here a few minutes ago. He talked about it's one thing to dig holes against some of these teams out there that you're just not expecting to win a championship. You're not expecting anything from the Memphis Grizzlies. You're not expecting anything. These teams are not threats. Let's put it that way. But I will tell you this. If on Sunday you dig yourself a 20-point deficit in Denver, you're probably not coming back in that game. If you go down 20 against the Brooklyn Nets this upcoming Thursday, you know, with that firepower, I don't know if you come back. In about another week and a half, you got the Utah Jazz, Portland, you got Golden State Warriors. You got some really, really good matchups coming up for the Lakers. And I think, you know, this is what I'm excited about with this Lakers schedule is you have an opportunity over this short window. We've seen the Lakers go on the road and beat really good teams. And then we've seen them struggle against some of these bad teams. Well, I'd rather struggle against the bad teams and beat the good teams than vice versa. So we know the Lakers get up for certain games. But these next few, I think, will be fun. And I think that's going to probably reinvigorate this Lakers team that is also looking for some type of motivation. And what I'm referring to there when I say some type of motivation, I'm just simply talking about the fact that they know they're good enough to repeat this year, but this is part of the journey of just getting back to the playoffs. Okay, I want to go to LeBron James here real quick. He was on with ESPN with Ryan Rucco and Richard Jefferson. Take a listen to LeBron. LeBron, by the way, dropped another 28 points, 8 assists, 2 steals, and 9 rebounds.
Missing quite a few dunks lately. What, like, is everything okay?
I don't know, RJ. I really don't know, man. I don't know if everything is okay, man. I think, you know, the Wash King is really starting to catch up with me. So
yeah. And you know what's crazy is that I can't even say anything critical because then my mentions just go through the roof. Everyone's just being, you know, all I want to know is, you know, why you guys are down 22-2. I understand that were you trying for 4 straight overtimes? What was going
Listen,
on?
Man, we got to figure that out. In all seriousness, man, we keep getting down in the first quarter, man. And, you know, it do take us a little while to get going, but we can't do that versus no team, especially, you know, the good teams. And we're going to be playing a lot of good teams coming up. So, you know, getting down 20 points on our home floor, especially like that, 22-2, is not good ingredients for a championship team. But, you know, we found a way to get it done, but we got to be better with that for sure.
Yeah, you definitely have to be better. I couldn't agree more with that. I want to ask you one. Anthony Davis, great to have him back on the court, off to a little bit slow start. And then secondly, I want to talk about Kyle Kuzma. Kyle Kuzma was amazing tonight. He's really starting his role this year. Talk a little bit about those two guys and kind of their progression this season.
Yeah, you know, it's always great to have AD back, obviously, for everything he do, the intangibles, the rebounding, the shot making, you know, just his presence out on the floor, you know, makes us a complete team. So, you know, he showed what he's, you know, why he's who he is tonight. And I think Kyle is just, he finally, you know, he's figured it out. You know, he's figured out what he means to this team. He figured out what his role is. And like you just said, he has started his role, you know, his offensive rebounding right now, his, you know, his attention to detail, his running the floor, you know, and he's knocking down shots at a high level. So, you know, we're going to be even more dynamic with Kuz being in the position that he is in now. And, you know, he's just playing some really, really good basketball. I think the extension, him signing that deal before the season, gave him a sense of calmness as well. So he's just playing basketball, and that's it.
That's LBJ right there. You know, I think a couple things. I love him and Anthony Davis both saying, I mean, LeBron literally said, not a good ingredient for a championship team to give up, to dig themselves that type of a hole. You know they're both aware of it, and you know this team is, and I do think they have this ability to turn the switch on whenever they want. Sometimes that's dangerous. Other times, that's just who you are. You're that good of a team, and you can do it. And I'm not encouraging for it to happen, but I wouldn't be too worried from a Laker perspective. I love everything LeBron just said about Kyle Kuzma. You have to love all those compliments. Let's do this when we come back. We'll get a chance to hear from Lakers head coach Frank Vogel, and I'm sure a lot of this conversation will be around Kuz. And get his thoughts on what Kuzma did tonight and how important it is that Kuz does this on a consistent basis. Because it's one thing to do it on one night. Can you be consistent for the Lakers? Last game he had 15-9. This game he had 20-10. Doesn't have to be those numbers every single night. But, man, what an advantage that'd be for the Lakers if he can be there on both the rebounds and the points perspective on a more consistent basis. We appreciate you guys tuning in. Lakers over the Memphis Grizzlies, 115-105. Appreciate you guys tuning in. This is the Pizza Out Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Jones, give it to Kyle Anderson. Left side, Ja Morant, who dribbles it out near half court against Caruso. Ja dribbles left on the baseline. Pulls up. Throws it back to Valanciunas. Got free. Down the middle. Blocked by Wes Matthews.
Defense to offense for the Lakers. By the way, that doesn't always happen, but you had some good defensive plays. And when we get Wesley Matthews in the mix there, you got to highlight Wesley Matthews. By the way, for the Lakers, Nine steals, four block shots. So good defensive game, specifically in that second half for the Lake Show. They only gave up 46 points in the second half. The defensive play of the game is brought to you by Adriana's Insurance. Win and save on your auto insurance, and only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. For more than 25 years, Adriana's Insurance has been the champion of savings. Visit savewithadrianas.com today. More options, no contracts, just savings. Lakers over the Grizzlies, 115-105. If you want to be a part of the postgame show, you can call in 877-710-ESPN. Let's take a listen to Lakers head coach Frank Vogel on the 10-point win.
And then LeBron's second half run and just some of the plays he's making, even the dunk that he has when he's coming back in, coming off of the three overtime games. So what he told us the other day, he doesn't get tired, even in year 18. Just wondering your perspective on that.
You're watching greatness, you know, and he has these stretches. Obviously, he's just a big part of what we're doing as a team. But he has these stretches where, you know, the game just comes so easy to him, and whatever he wants to do, he's able to do. And it's really remarkable, what he's doing, whether it's year 18 or year 10, it would still be remarkable. But, obviously, at this point in his career, to see him doing these types of things is, it's just special. And obviously, he was a big part of the win tonight.
Okay, Dan Wojcicki, please.
Frank, I got a question about Kyle Kuzma, to be clear. Your time with him, he's really made a leap as a rebounder. How much of that is role acceptance? How much of it is just maturity as a player? How much of it is coaching?
It's all of the above. Obviously when AD came here, Kuz's role changed. It's going to be a team built around AD and Bron, and they're going to be the primary options offensively. And, he's going to be a more of a second side scorer and find ways to impact the game type of role. And, he's really taken that and run with it. There's a lot of different ways you can impact the game. As he's grown his offensive rebounding, he's really gotten comfortable with that aspect of his game and has given us a huge lift, just creating a lot of extra possessions that are helping us win games. So, it's just a testament to understanding there's many ways you can impact the game without scoring, and what he's doing on the glass is one of them.
Okay. Kyle Goon, please.
Hey, Frank, just wondering we saw him on the bench in the fourth quarter, but just wondering for an update on Trez, how he's doing after that collision, and just in general, this streak that's been going on for him. He's had a run of very impactful offensive games. What's sort of been unlocked for him?
Yeah, well, he's good to go. They, they took him in the back and evaluated for, potential concussion protocol, but he didn't fall into the symptoms that would put him into that protocol. So he was cleared to play and was available to come back in. And, in terms of his rhythm that he's been playing with, I think he's just getting more comfortable in our system. We're finding ways to make sure that he stays involved, both the coaching staff and, our players, his teammates that he's out there with. And, obviously giving us a huge lift, scoring a high percentage with his field goal attempts and, big part of us on this low win streak run.
Okay, David Menemen, please.
Frank, obviously has no impact in the box score when LeBron at the end of the third quarter, when the clock is at zero, is, telling the crowd that's not here to make noise and putting out to imaginary fans. But do those type of things bring anything to the group? Even if it's just cracking a laugh like you are right now?
I think so. Especially in light of, this unusual season that we're in, we want to find ways to make sure that we're having fun. And, we do that always. But, like I said, this is a tough year, that we're going through with the restrictions that we're under and playing it with no fans. It's a strange environment. You get off to slow starts because the juice is just not in the building the way it normally is when we're here at Staples. And, for him to keep it lighthearted like that and, to make sure that our group is just enjoying the game, I think that's an important part of what this season is about. So, I love seeing him do those types of things.
Okay, Bill Orme, please.
Hey, Frank. you know, you said we're watching greatness with LeBron and he can go on these stretches. Has that been more evident over these seven games when you've needed to come back? And in several of them, he has really kind of put the team on his back for a several minute stretch. And then, like you saw at the end of the third quarter tonight, when he had that little that 7-point run of his own in the final 30 seconds, can you speak to kind of that ability to just kind of turn it on?
Well, he's got competitive spirit. You know, we don't want to lose any of these games. You know, obviously the big picture is to build habits that are going to win for us in the playoffs. You know, we'll be responsible with minutes. You know, if we don't go to overtime every night and within those minutes, you know, we want to win every damn possession. And, you know, he exemplifies that more than anybody on our team. So, you know, especially in games where we get down like we've gotten the last couple of games, you know, he's going to just rally and make whatever plays he needs to make. To win games. And I think you saw that in that third.
Okay. Yovan Buha, please.
Hey, Frank. You guys attempted 33 free throws tonight, which tied your season high. How important is being physical and drawing fouls for you guys? And how did that allow you to maybe dictate the pace over the comeback?
Yeah, well, it's just it's a testament to how well we're attacking, you know, and we're settling too much on the perimeter. We want to shoot threes, but we want to touch the paint first. And, you know, the more we touch the paint, the more we're able to get to the free throw line. And we're also growing our, you know, our ability to be smart when the other team's in the bonus and to use our shot fakes and jump into, you know, defenders that are off their feet. The free throw is the highest percentage play in the game, and we want as many of them as we can. We want to earn them. You know, Wes, you know, got the one at the three-point line, and we've been trying to get our guys to do when we shot fake a guy off their feet and you lean in and you get yourself three free throws. Simple play, but you know, one that helps you win. And you know, hopefully our guys will continue to grow in terms of our free throw attempts.
All right, I'll just take one or two more questions. Rashawn Haylock, please.
Hey coach, you've shown that you can overcome, you know, these huge deficits, but are you there yet, or is there a point where you get to being concerned about you know, being down early and having to overcome these large deficits?
Yeah, we're definitely not there yet. And we definitely are concerned about our slow starts, and we got to do better. Simplest way to put it.
Okay. And last question, Michael Duarte, please.
Yeah, Frank, to piggyback a little bit of what Rashawn said, you mentioned it too. You want to build playoff habits, championship habits. So to get down by 20, when you hear AD say, you know, stay together, we know we can come back from games like this, we've done it before, how do you balance, you know, not letting that happen, because you're going to run into a team where you're not going to be able to come back from at some point, with still having that confidence that you can if you get down or do have a slow start, like you mentioned?
Well, it's both. You know, we are going to, you know, put ourselves in a hole one of these days and not be able to come back. You know, that will happen. But you know, until then, you know, I think it's really important when, you know, you talk about getting off to a strong start and don't get off to a strong start. There's human, you know, human emotion involved with that. There's frustration, you know, and that's why we begin our season talking about togetherness and, you know, remaining together, you know, through ups and downs of an emotional season. And, you know, like I said, in that first quarter, it's great to hear Anthony saying, things like that, because that's what our coaching staff is talking about. That's what, you know, I preach from day one of our season, is that we have to stay together and achieve that togetherness throughout the course of the year, because there's going to be moments where, you know, guys are frustrated with each other or with the refs or how we're playing or whatever. And, you know, that's what we just got to believe in each other and, you know, continue to stay glued.
All right. That's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel right there. 115-105, the final, Lakers over the Grizzlies. Come back in the second half, plus 23 in the second half for the Lake Show. When we come back, a big piece of how the Lakers ended up grabbing their 21st victory on the season was Anthony Davis, had not played in the last two games. He's coming up next. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
115-105 Lakers over the Grizzlies. Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint. Right now, local residents can take 40% off on factory direct high quality Vista Paint products. A Vista Paint team member will show you how. Locally owned, manufactured, and operated since 1956, Vista Paint. 58-46 Lakers over the Grizzlies. Points in the Paint, an area that we expect them to win in every game, especially if Anthony Davis is in the lineup. And certainly his production tonight, 35 points, 16-27 from the field. Before we go to AD, just a quick reminder here. Sedano, LZ, and Cap, they're giving away cash. To register, text the word MISSION to 40705, then listen weekdays at 4:30 for your name to be announced. If you call back within 20 minutes, you win, so make sure to always tune in. Sedano, LZ, and Cap. Anthony Davis, like I mentioned, my favorite stat in this entire stat line. Forget the 35 points, the 9 rebounds, the 2 steals. I love that he took 27 shots. Anthony Davis is such an incredibly skilled basketball player. He takes 20-plus shots. You know he's going to go 50% from the field. He went 16-27 from the field tonight. Here's Anthony Davis on his performance, how he's feeling in the Lakers' 10-point win.
AD, what's the feeling like in the huddle when you guys fall down 20 in the first quarter, knowing that that happened to you guys last game and knowing that you're back and Caruso's back and you had your practice to try to work on those things? What are you saying to one another?
Stay together. We've proven that we can, you know, come back, and it's early in the game, but we've proven that we can come back from deficits. Now, obviously, we don't want to be in those situations, but, you know, it was just a, you know, stay together, continue to trust each other. They made some tough shots. You know, Valanciunas got going in the beginning. You know, KA hit some tough shots. You know, Grayson Allen, all those guys making some tough shots around the rim. And we just continue to stick with our game plan. We tighten up on defense. And we're able to get back in the game. You know, we missed some shots, you know, some easy shots. But we continue to trust one another, trust our work, trust our game plan, and was able to get the victory.
Okay,
oh,
Bill Armley.
AD, have you ever seen a player who can just turn it on like LeBron does and has over this, you know, 7-game stretch, and especially there at the end of the third quarter tonight? I mean, just what, how does he do that, and what's it like to be around it?
Yeah, I know a player can do that. You're talking to him. You know, no, man, he's special, man. He can flip a switch. I mean, he tried to get, you know, guys going early, you know, get guys, you know, confidence, get them some shots, get them some touches. And when it's time for him to turn it on, he's able to do so, you know, hit big shots, you know, especially in that, you know, late in that third, he kind of just took over and, you know, led the team to the lead change, give us the lead. And, you know, when you got a guy to do that, you know, it makes our job a lot easier. But, you know, he's a talent. No wonder, I mean, it's no wonder why he's, you know, in the MVP talks, you know, in conversation with the greatest of all time and all these things, you know, because he's able to do so much and have that switch like you talk about.
All right, Kyle Goon, please.
Hey, D, obviously you're shooting very well. It also looked like at times you were kind of flexing your right calf and ankle to see how that goes. What was sort of the balance of how you felt today? How close did it feel to being 100%?
It felt great going to the game. But as you play, because I'm always using, you know, that Achilles tendon is just got sore towards the end. Just constantly moving on it. But, you know, it felt great coming to the game, felt great throughout the game, but late game, it kind of was bothering me a little bit. I felt like that we had the game, you know, in hand where I was able to, you know, and coach felt that way where I was able to sit down the last 2.5. But felt great, get some treatment on tomorrow, and throughout the day, and then get ready for Denver.
Okay, we're gonna go to Rashawn Haylock, please.
Hey, AD. When there's a free throw at the opposite side and LeBron comes down to the bench and you and him are talking, kind of what are those conversations about? You guys are down, pretty big early in the game. I've seen you do that a few times this season. What are those conversations like?
We're just talking about how to get back in the game, just talking about the game. Telling him about some plays that I see from the bench. He tells me about plays he see from the bench. Figure out how we can, get the lead. So we just constantly trying to help each other, with our game, things that we might not see, or some miscues that we saw that we haven't had a chance to talk about. And we talk about it then. So not many times where we both on the bench, so we can't really, discuss it besides timeouts, but usually that's when coach is talking and things like that. So we try to use those times to talk about what we see to help us out on the floor.
Okay, Dan
Wojcik,
please.
Hey, Dan, I have two for you. First one quickly. With the Achilles, have they told you this is something that you're going to be dealing with for a little while, or is this something that could go away with treatment?
It could go away, obviously, with rest and things like that, but I'm not trying to rest. So just trying to keep it, as loose as possible and make sure it's not, I want to say it's not the actual Achilles tendon where, you guys are thinking about, whereas, it can be scary. I forgot what the name of it. It's something that's over, that's pretty sore. So it's not the actual tendon, which is why, it's comfortable for me to play and get it loose. So, and the doctors and the training staff feel comfortable enough for me to go out there and perform as well. So it's just something that's going to continue to, get better, constantly doing treatment on it throughout the day, throughout the night, and wearing stuff in my shoes to help out the pain level, and wearing tape and all these things to make it feel better throughout the course of time, and eventually it'll get very, very good. I'm able to just go out there and play and not worry about it.
The second question I had for you was, in the 2 years you've been here, how big of a change have you seen in Kyle's just sort of overall comfort in what you guys need from him? And just especially not Kyle Kuzma, most certainly not Kyle Goon. Kyle Kuzma, the valuable Kyle.
he's been good for it, man. He's grown. His playmaking is better. His catch and shoot has been better, and his value for our team has grown from even the beginning of last year to now. And he's making huge plays for us. His effort and energy is there every night. He's rebounding, making the hustle plays, things that you didn't see a lot of last year. You saw spurts of it, but now you're seeing it every game with him. And he brings that spark for us, with the shot making ability, and like I said, his playmaking has gotten better with his passing and things like that, and his energy and effort on the offensive glass. So he's made a jump, and he's shown why he should be here. He should be in the rotation, and shown why he got paid, what he got paid. So we love him here. We were very happy to have him here, and he's only going to get better.
Okay, and last question. Harrison Fagan, please.
Hey, D. There's been a couple games now where you guys have kind of fallen behind early and then really seem to ramp it up as the game goes along. I'm just wondering, for you, while you're out there on the floor, does that feel like you guys are just starting to hit shots and starting to play better, kind of like regressing upwards to the mean? Or is that something where when you go down big, you feel like the team does lock in more?
Obviously, when we go down big, we have to lock in more, especially on the defensive end. But I think it is more so, we had a couple. Even me coming back in the lineup, missing two games, it's a lot of games, where, especially for one of the top guys, you try to get them back involved, and now the ball isn't moving as much and things like that, but just trying to get back into the feel of the game. But like I say, teams are going to make shots for us. Like, you know, we've seen it in OKC, we've seen it in Detroit. You know, teams are going to make shots. It's as simple as that, and we got to be able to understand that and play through that, which we have, you know, the past, you know, three games, well, four games now. You know, we've been able to combat teams' runs and stay with our trust within each other, stay within our schemes and our game plan, and been able to win those games. But, you know, it's, you know, we're not going to make shots all the time, and we got a lot of great looks to start the game. But I think that those teams get hyped when they play the Lakers just because, you know, we're the defending champions. And it was the same thing with, you know, Golden State all those years and, you know, in Cleveland when Bron then won. So, you know, anytime you're the defending champions, teams want to, you know, want to take out the champs. And, you know, everybody have confidence to make plays on an opposing team. And we got to be able to be ready for that. And we have been, you know, teams have made shots, but we showed the type of team that we can be. We buckled down defensively a lot of those games in the second half and was able to do enough to get the wins.
All right, that's AD right there on the Lakers, 115-105 win over the Memphis Grizzlies. We've heard Coach compliment Kyle Kuzma. We've heard Anthony Davis. We've heard LeBron James. We've heard everybody compliment Kyle Kuzma. We haven't heard from Kyle Kuzma yet. So when we come back, we'll get Kuz on. Thank you for tuning in. Stay right here. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
115-105 Lakers over the Memphis Grizzlies. Lakers now 21-6 on the season. Sedano, LZ, and Cap, they're giving away some cash to register. Text the word MISSION to 40705. Then listen on weekdays at 4:30 for your name to be announced. If you call back within 20 minutes, you win. So make sure you listen to the new show. Sedano, LZ, and Cap. Lakers, a 10-point win over the Grizz. Like I mentioned, everybody's complimenting Kyle Kuzma on his 20 points, 10 rebounds, 8 of 14 from the field, as they should. Kuz should feel good about a game like this. Kuz wasn't asking for the ball. Kuz just played natural basketball, hustle plays, effort plays. And because of his skill set, he got that 20 and the 10. Let's take a quick listen to Kyle Kuzma, get his thoughts on the Lakers' 10-point win over the Grizz.
Hey, Kuz, just wondering how much the offensive rebounding specifically has become a key factor in your game this year, how much that gets you going versus just the rest of your game in general.
Yeah, it just brings a lot of energy. You know, I don't really like standing in the corner too much, possession after possession. So, you know, I just try to find ways to bring energy to the game, and I got a good nose for the ball, and just trying to find it and create opportunities for our ball club.
AD was just talking about how the growth that he's seen from you, even from the end of last season in the bubble until this point right now. Where have you tracked that yourself? What are the things that you've been focusing on?
Just coming out, playing hard, playing defense, improving on defense. I think that's the biggest area. You know, I'm trying to become a great defender. And, you know, that's where I kind of mark my basis on every night on how I play or not. Got to keep shooting the ball better, you know, figuring that out. But other than that, you know, I really base everything defensively, you know, especially on this team with, you know, limited opportunities offensively. I got to make my mark on the other side of the ball.
Okay, Dave McMenamin, please.
Kyle, when you guys are down 20 in the first quarter and you have the defending champs and the type of personnel you have on your team, what's the confidence level like? Is there frustration when it happens again? How do you guys kind of manage through attacking a situation when that happens?
mean, there is a little bit of frustration. We should never be down 20 points at any point in time with the personnel that we have on our team. But, you know, we have a cool, calm, and collected group of guys here. And, you know, majority of us, you know, kind of been through a fire in the playoffs, winning that championship. So we know how to walk people down. And obviously, that's a great trait that we have. But, you know, I think recently we've kind of been walking people down too much instead of, you know, just putting, you know, our foot on people's throats. So.
All righty. Brad Turner, please.
Kuz, in regards to your rebounding, is there anyone that you have studied or any drills you're doing, or is it just a new mental approach?
Nah, I'm just trying to get the damn ball, really. That's really it. You know, I've been blessed with a nose for the ball, trying, you know, figuring out where it goes off the rim. But other than that, you know, just go get the ball.
Okay, Bill Orme, please.
Hey, Kuz, you know, we talk about LeBron's greatness so much, but AD was talking a little bit earlier about the way he's been able to kind of, or the way he is able to kind of flip a switch, you know, when the team needs him to go into attack mode, especially over these seven games where you guys have been battling back. Just what has that said about LeBron's, again, greatness, that he's been able to kind of help you guys push through and find a way to put you on his back when necessary?
I mean, he's one of the greatest players of all time. You know, he's been in the league 18 years. He's seen every defense, knows every coverage, knows every play that everyone's running. So, you know, he knows how to take over games. You know, when you master your craft, you know, you kind of just know how to simplify things. And, you know, you have more of a cerebral approach, and that's what he has.
Does it ever surprise you? Like, I mean, like at the end of the third quarter, you're on the floor with him and, you know, he just like had 7 points in the last 30 seconds of the third quarter. Does it ever surprise you how quickly that happens?
No. Nah. It's LeBron.
All right. Dan Wyke, please.
I feel like we've talked about kind of your role and finding it probably even back to Team USA. I think it's probably when those conversations really first started happening. And you've kind of admitted to not being the most patient person in the world when we've talked about it. How have you kind of navigated this sort of path from then to now? And are you happy kind of seemingly found it, having found it?
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm just filling a role for this team, you know, that, you know, we kind of need, we need energy and come off the bench. Obviously we had some big bodies leave. So, you know, from a rebound standpoint, I'm picking up there. And then defensively, you know, I'm just trying to make my mark there. So I'm just trying to, you know, be more of a complete player as the years progress, and you know, just trying to be as great as I can be.
All right, good for Kuz. It's great to actually hear all those compliments. Well deserved tonight. Well deserved these last couple of games. Now let's see. Okay, can you do it again against the Denver Nuggets? After that, you got the Minnesota Timberwolves. The challenge for Kuz is not to have a night where he can go 20-10. The challenge is, can you do it on a consistent basis? And it doesn't have to be 20-10. If he's putting out 15-7, 15-8, something along those lines, that's a great game for Kyle Kuzma, and that's all the Lakers need. So let's see if he can kind of keep this thing rolling. By the way, let's see if the Lakers can keep things rolling. Right now they're sitting at 21-6. They've won 7 games in a row. You got the Denver Nuggets coming up on Sunday. You're not going to be able to dig yourself a hole the way you have against the Pistons, the way you have in those 2 games against the Oklahoma City Thunder, and then obviously tonight against the Memphis Grizzlies. You can do it against the bad teams. You want the Lakers to, you know, start having some good habits when it comes to coming out the gate more prepared, more focused. Yes, we know they could come back versus any team, but why make it that difficult if you're the Lakers when you're in this 72-game grind? Okay, next broadcast, this Sunday, it's a rematch of the Western Conference Finals. By the way, Lakers just played Denver, what was it, less than 10 days ago, a little bit over a week ago, they just played Denver. And Lakers won by 21 here at Staples Center. So you know, Denver will probably have on their mind some kind of revenge. It's an important game for the Denver Nuggets. They're sitting at 14-11 on the season. This can be a really, really exciting game. You heard John and Michael talking about it. This should be a good one. Pre-game coverage on 710 ESPN will start at 5:30. And tip-off will be set for 7 o'clock. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. If you missed any part of the show, you can always download the entire post-game show on the Lakers Talk podcast on the ESPN app or on iTunes. This has been the Pizza at Lakers post-game show on 710 ESPN.